wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord.
And glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne.
Glorious God,
beautiful King,
excellent God,
excellent God,
we bow before
you. We bow
before your throne. Worship at your feet.
Oh Lord, we bow
before your throne.
You are
the glory of God.
We bow before your throne.
We bow before your throne.
We worship, O Lord.
Worship at your feet.
We bow, O Lord.
We bow before your throne.
You are
the glory of God.
Your name is
God
is to where there is no other God
from now to sound.
I say there is no other God.
There is no other God.
God is to where
there is no other God.
There is no other God
from now to sound.
I want us to begin to thank the Lord. If you know that from east to west, from north to south, there is no other God, I want you to begin to thank this God. I want us to begin to worship this God. I want us to begin to elevate him, to lift him on high. This God is good. This God is marvelous. This God is kind. This God is glorious. I want you to thank him. I want you to thank him. I want you to thank him. Is your name? Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name.
Brethren, we are going to call the name of this Jehovah. The first prayer point that we are going to take this evening. This thing has been on my mind since the beginning of this week. Recently, I've been listening to a pastor. This pastor is about marriage counseling. People will call it, the little period that I've been home, that I've been listening to this, what people call in about marriage. Things are happening. things are happening, we are going to pray. And I'm going to explain it to us. There were so many calls of people that their marriage was so beautiful. They were enjoying their marriage. And something would just crop up. The husband would just say, I don't do again. This is not among the white people, among Nigerians. This is because this pastor is a Nigerian pastor. He will say that, I don't want to do again. And there is something that has crept up in the Nigerian community. And that is for those people who will be looking at the phone of their husband, looking at it whether they have a girlfriend outside. They don't have a girlfriend. They have a boyfriend, a man having a boyfriend outside now. Gay and lesbian among Nigerians, among pastors. Praise the Lord. There is an arrow that is being targeted at marriages now. I want you to stand up to pray for marriages. To say, Father, every arrow of the enemy targeted at my marriage, O Lord. Father, Lord, return to the sender, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something that is not supposed to cause rift, something that is not supposed to cause argument, is causing arguments among couples. And there is the high rate of divorce. Now, let us pray for our marriages. The Father, uphold my marriage, O Lord. Uphold my marriage, O Lord. The Bible says, let those people who stand take heed, lest they fall. Brethren, I want you to pray. Say, Father, uphold my marriage. Uphold my marriage. Uphold my marriage, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, uphold my marriage. Uphold my marriage, O Lord. Don't let my marriage scatter. Open your mouth and ask God. Father, don't allow the enemy to scatter my marriage, O Lord. Don't allow the arrow of the enemy, O Lord, to come near me, to come near my marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus, don't allow, O Lord, the arrow of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, to come near me, to come near my marriage. Uphold my marriage, O Lord. Uphold my marriage, O Lord. Uphold my home, O Lord. Uphold my children, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, uphold me, O Lord. Uphold my marriage, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. There was this case of a woman who called him from Maryland. And her case was that, I've been enjoying this marriage. But when my mother-in-law came, that was when the problem started. He said, my mother-in-law wanted to see everything. My mother-in-law was looking at it that I was not good enough for my husband. He said, we had 4 children together. He said, but I'm tired of this marriage. These are Nigerians. And every time people will call in. People will call in. We are going to pray. Say, Father, every third party that may want to destroy my marriage, Father, keep them away, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, every third party, O Lord, that may want to destroy my marriage, O Lord, that may want to scatter my marriage, O Lord, Lord, keep them away. Keep them away, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord, every unfriendly friend, O Lord, every unfriendly friend, O Lord, Lord, keep them away. Keep them away. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep them away. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5, he said, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun. He said, as an error which proceeded from the ruler. He said, fully set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. He said, I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. He said, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. And whoso breaketh an edge, he said, a serpent shall bite him. We are going to pray. We are going to say, Father, everyone that dig a pit for me, Father, Lord, let them fall into the same pit, O Lord. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whoever dig a pit for me, whoever dig a pit for my children, Father, Lord, let them fall into the same pit, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O Lord. Whosoever breaketh an hedge, O Lord. Father, Lord, let your serpent bite them, O Lord. Everyone, O Lord, that want to break an hedge, O Lord. The hedge, O Lord, that you have used to cover my family, O Lord. Let your serpent bite them, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord, let your serpent bite them, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone that is set to break the hedge of my marriage, O Lord. Everyone that is set to break the hedge of my marriage, O Lord. Let the serpent, O Lord. Let the serpent bite them, O Lord. Let the serpent bite them, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Where our mommy, my people call her, where she read the other time about Mephibosheth. I was just thinking about it. That it's possible for Ziba to say that I don't know anybody. It's possible to say I don't know, but I don't know anybody there. Say all of them they are dead. You know, it would just confuse the king. Say, you know they are wicked to you. Why are you remembering them? They are wicked to you. That is book of remembrance open for Jonathan. A book of remembrance will be opened this month. Yeah. You are going to pray. Say, this month, O Lord. This month of May. Because this is a month of grace, O Lord. It was grace that helped Mephibosheth. Father, Lord, open book of remembrance for me, O Lord. Open book of remembrance for me, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O Lord. Open the book of remembrance, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me be remembered for good, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, open the book of remembrance, O Lord. In the mighty name, for my children, O Lord. Father, Lord, open the book of remembrance, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning. The King of Glory, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Nissi, the Jehovah El Shaddai, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. The same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega, O Lord. You are the beginning, and you are the last, O Lord. You know the end from the beginning, and you know the beginning from the end, O Lord. Father, we bless your holy name tonight. We thank you, O Lord, Father, for our gathering tonight, O Lord. Father, Lord, the little period, O Lord, that we have to speak to ourselves, O Lord, your word. Lord, speak to our situation. Answer us, O Lord. Let your word, O Lord, let it heal us, O Lord. Let your word deliver us, O Lord. Let your word set us free, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I surrender myself unto you as your vessel. Father, use me as never before, O Lord. I do not have word of my own, O Lord, but with you, O Lord, I know you can empower me, O Lord. Therefore, Father, as the word comes out, O Lord, Father, let it do what you have asked it to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it accomplish its purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Jehovah. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ, and I cover this environment with the blood of Jesus Christ, O Lord. And I say every principalities, every powers, every rulers of darkness around this area, hear ye the word of God. Tonight, you are paralyzed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. In fact, my sermon is not a very long sermon. It's a very short one. Because that's what God wants us to do. To pray, and we'll pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The title of my sermon is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. He said, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, there am I in the midst of them. So the title of my message is, where two or three are gathered. Amen. So where two or three are gathered. He said, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. How many of us are here tonight? We are more than two. We are more than three. That means God is in the midst of us. And tonight, as God is in the midst of us, he's doing the work of healing, he's doing the work of deliverance, and he's setting you free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, where two or three are gathered. We, as I said, we are more than two, we are more than three. So what happens when God is there? That is, in the presence of God, what happens? Number one, the presence of God can silence any storm. Praise the Lord. The presence of God can silence any storm. In the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 38 to 39. Mark chapter 4 verse 38 to 39. And he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I don't know what storm is in your life. I don't know what wind is tossing you around. I don't know what life is throwing at you. I pray, just like Jesus Christ said, peace be still. I decree in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I say, peace be still. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The wind that is tossing you around, they will be ceased in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And there will be a great calm in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the book of John chapter 16, verse 33. He said, this thing I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. He said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Whatever you are going through tonight, I have the assurance and I can assure you that you will overcome. Because that is the word of God. The Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away. He said, but my word will never pass away. I say unto you that this period that you are here, that this year you will have peace in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will put an end to tribulation in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What other things happen in the presence of God? There is safety. Number two, there is safety in his presence. In the book of Psalm chapter 16, verse 8 to 11. Psalm chapter 16, verse 8 to 11. He said, I have set the Lord before me because he's at my right hand. He said, I shall not be moved. He said, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence of his fullness of joy, at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I pray that you will enjoy pleasure forevermore in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This year, your joy will be full in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everything that has not made you to enjoy what God has prepared, what God has planned for you, tonight, God will remove it from your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every obstacle on your way, every obstacle on your progress, it shall be removed tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All those things that you are looking at and you are saying, am I going to do it? I have the courage. I have the assurance for you. And I bring good message to you that the Lord will guide you. He will guide your path in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He will show you the way to go. He will direct you and he will not miss road in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So in his presence, we said, calm. There will be silence to any storm. Number two, we said there is safety in his presence. And I pray that God will save you, will protect you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number three, in his presence, there is protection. In the presence of God, there is protection and there is victory. And I pray that God will protect you and he will grant you victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I have a Psalm 91. Psalm 91 from verse 1 to 16. And I'm going to read it so that you know. And I want you to read it with me as I read. Say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wing shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler. I shall not be afraid for any terror by night, for the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. He said, 1,000 shall fall by my side, and 10,000 by my right side, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because I have made my Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. He shall give his angel charge over me, to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest thou I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall I trample under my feet, because I have set his love upon me. Therefore he will deliver me. He will set me on high, because he has known my name. I will call upon him, and he will answer me. He will be with me in trouble, and he will deliver me and honor me. With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. So shall it be for you, so shall it be for your family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are pronouncing by your mouth. There is power in the tongue. It shall be so for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing that happened in the presence of God, because he said, where two or three are gathered, he said, I am there in the midst of them. Another thing that happened in the presence of God is that there is abundance of joy. I pray that tonight your joy shall be full in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 122 verse 1, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Brethren, as we are seated here, I'm sure that many of us, we have so many needs. We have so many wants. Many of us, we cover ourselves with cloth. Many of us, we wear suit. Many of us, we wear Ankara. We wear so many things. But what goes on in our life, we cannot tell anybody. We cannot show it to anybody. But God knows, and is there with you. He's there for you. He's there for you. And he will be with you. He will solve it for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your joy will be full. You will have abundance of joy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Another thing that happened in the presence of God is that there is rest. In the presence of God, there is rest. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, the Lord replied, he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. I decree that as you go from this place, the presence of the Lord will go with you. In the morning, the presence of God will be with you. In the afternoon, the presence of God will be with you. In the evening, the presence of God will be with you. Wherever you go, favor shall be your portion. Men will favor you. The angel will favor you. The environment will work for you. Even the land of America, as immoral as it is, will work for you. We work for you. We will not work against you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, when you talk about immorality, it was full in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. But there were two ladies in that town that have never known man. I pray that God will single you out for favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the economic is, because you are not tied with the economy of America, you are not tied with the economy of Nigeria, you are tied with the economy of heaven. And I pray, because our God is the all-sufficient one, he will grant you his sufficiency. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In this country, you will not beg for bread. Your children will not beg for bread. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you go, help will come for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree once again, wherever we go, help will come for you. In the north, help will come. In the south, help will come. In the east, help will come. In the west, help will come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where you think that help will not come, help will come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 3 to 4. He said, thou knowest that David, my father, could not build an house unto the name of the Lord his God. For the wars which were about him on every side, until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. He said, but now my God has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurring. I tell you, many of us, if you have to, let me use myself as an example. My father struggled in life. I want to tell you this one. If it were to be the work, hard work, my father can is very, 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 very hard work than Abiola or even more than Bill Gates. But he was not rich. Praise the Lord. He was not that rich. He was working. There's difference between labor. He was very, very hard labor. This is what happened to Solomon. Solomon said, look, my father worked very hard. He wanted to build the house of God, but he could not build it. But he said, but now, God has given me rest on every side. Every wealth that your father, that your parent did not have, God will bestow it upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The level at which your parent cannot reach, the Lord will take you there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, it takes a lot of things for Solomon to say that God has granted me rest on every side. And when you look at the life of David, David fought so many wars. It was war. That's why when some of us, one pastor was explaining one day that, look, many of us that we use Psalm to pray, many of us, we don't have an understanding. Because the time that David was operating there, he was operating under the war. He was fighting war. He was fighting war. He said, what type of war are we fighting? Are we fighting war like David? He said, instead of praising God, that many of us have used Song of Solomon to praise God. He said, many of us don't even know that Song of Solomon is in the Bible, except the book of Psalm. He said, Psalm. He said, but the dispensation of David then, he was fighting war. He was war today, war tomorrow. But when he came to the time of his son, Solomon, he said, God has granted me rest. He said, no evil occurring. I pray that there will be no evil occurring in your home in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What is he saying? He said, there is no Satan, no opposer, no any kind of evil. He said, all is peace, quiet, both within and without. He said, God has given him quiet. He said, no internal enemy in his kingdom. He said, as well as no external ones. There's no more Adonijah. Adonijah has been taken off the face of the earth. I pray all those Adonijah in your life, the Lord will take them off. All those Joab in your life, the Lord will cut them off. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The presence of God can refer to the irreversible. And I pray all those things that the enemy said that you cannot do in life, the Lord will make it happen in their life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. While they are alive, they will see you succeed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the presence of God can provoke divine provision. You know, when God is present, he can provoke divine provision. And I pray, I'm quickly running so that we can have maybe 2 or 3 minutes to pray. Can divine provision, I pray that in your home you will not lack. The Lord will provide for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The presence of the Lord can depart from one's life. I want to make that one known. And it is very dangerous. When you go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14. The Bible recorded, said, now the spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul. He said, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. And an evil spirit from who? From the Lord. He said, tormented him. Not to be in the presence of God is very, very dangerous. I pray that you will not leave the presence of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the presence of God will not depart from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Look at Samson. What happened to Samson? Samson said that I'm going to do this one. I'm going to do as if he was thinking that he had that power as he used to have. But the Bible recorded he did not know that the spirit of the Lord had departed from him. I pray that the spirit of the Lord will not depart from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The judgment of God will not be upon you. His mercy will be upon you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, God's presence is not an exclusion of challenges. That you are in God's presence does not mean that you are not going to face challenge. but it's an assurance of victory in challenges. I declare to you today that every unsolved problem in your business, in your marriage, in your ministry, and in your life, that the Lord will make sure that He removes them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Look at when Job, in the book of Job, Job recorded that when the children of God were gathered, what happened? He said, Satan came there. So the fact that you are coming to church every day does not mean that you are not going to face challenges. But here is one thing. The difference between you and those who don't know God is because they don't have assurance that somebody is backing them. They don't have the backing of God, but you have an assurance. And I pray that whatever that you are going through right now, as you listen to my voice, that the Lord will minister to your situation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He will do it for your sake. The Lord that parted the Red Sea, He will part your whole Red Sea. I will take you to the promised land in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He says, stand still, tall. He said, you see, He said, you will see deliverance today. He said, the Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more. In your marriage, in your relationship, in your business, at your work, all those Egyptians that you are seeing today, you will see them no more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All those Goliath, all those Pharaoh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will paralyze them in Jesus' name. I want us to rise up as I'm rounding up now. Amen. In the presence of God, there is victory. In the presence of God, there is safety. In the presence of God, storm are silenced. In the presence of God, there is protection. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, Father, protect me, O Lord. In your presence, O Lord, grant me victory, O Lord. Grant me victory, O Lord. Father, Lord, calm every storm in my life, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Protect me, O Lord. Protect my family, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray tonight, O Lord. Calm every storm in my life, O Lord. Calm every storm in my life, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Calm every storm in my life, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I want you to hold somebody. Somebody that God has laid upon your heart to pray for. The person might not be closer to you. Just hold someone. I want somebody to come and pray for me here, please. I need somebody. Amen. God bless you. And I want you to pray for me seriously, as I will pray for you seriously. In the book, you know, for every original, there is counterfeit. I remember when there was this joke. They say, in Nigeria, they say, okay, what is the opposite of original? The boy will say, hi, sir. I want to answer it. I say, okay, give us the opposite of the same word and opposite. Say, what is the opposite of original? He said, Taiwan. Praise the Lord. You know, for everything, Satan has a counterfeit. You know, when you go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, 4:19. When you go Philippians 4:19, and that is what the devil is using, the Yahoo Yahoo boy, they are using in Nigeria, 4:19. Praise the Lord. And what does Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 say? He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. You are going to pray for the person that you are holding. You are going to say, Father, Father, whatever be the need of my brother, whatever be the need of my brother, Father, Lord, supply it for him, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Is it spiritual? Is it physical? Is it healing, O Lord? Lord, supply his needs, O Lord. Supply his needs, O Lord. According to your riches and glory, O Lord. Lord, supply it, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, supply it, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Supply his riches, O Lord. Whatever might be his needs, O Lord. Is it physical? Is it spiritual, O Lord? Whatever his needs, O Lord. I don't know, but you know, O Lord. Lord, supply his needs, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Supply his need, O Lord. Supply his need, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Finally, you are going to pray for him. In the book of Psalm 34 verse 10. Psalm 34 verse 10 said, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. He said, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. You are going to pray. We are going to say, Father, let not your son lack any good thing, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, let not your son lack any good thing, O Lord. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy, O Lord. In your presence, O Lord, there is abundance of joy, O Lord. In your presence, O Lord, there is victory, O Lord. Let not your son lack any good thing, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to pray, continue to pray. Continue to pray, continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray for him. Continue to pray for her. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So we stretch forth our hands to